retail industry has conditioned the consumer to buy only the perfect-looking produce.
Fruit and vegetable growers are angry and frustrated. They're tired of price penalties for produce that's good on the inside but isn't cosmetically perfect. Supermarkets grade produce according to their size, shape, colour, and any blemishes on the skin. If it's not nearly perfect, it doesn't go into first-class grades. Nick Tarner is the biggest carrot grower in Australia. He's got farms north and south of Perth. He says up to 30% of the carrots he grows is wasted.
A forky carrot, a severely bent carrot, a mechanically cracked carrot, a slight touch of what we call cavity spot, which is a very, very early stage of rot, all of those constitutes a reject carrot. The fact that we differentiate between class one and class two is what the market has told us to do because that's what they want us to do. But they don't need to do that. So a carrot is a carrot. A rotten carrot should be the only thing that's differentiating the difference. The rest of it should just be a carrot.
Nick Tana's story is similar to Sue Middleton's. She grows oranges at Mora, which is about 200 kilometres north of Perth. About half of the fruit she grows has too many blemishes on it to make the supermarket's first grade.
There's a blemish amount you're allowed, and the specs are different. So it might be, you know, say 10-cent piece in total. So if you're looking at the fruit, you turn that piece of fruit around and you look at it and say if it's got more than a 10-cent amount of blemish on it, or there's a mark on the skin, or the skin's in any way misshapen, it immediately go down into twos. And if it was too small or too large, it would also come back down into the seconds. So basically, your best looking fruit will run through into your first. In terms of the internal characteristics, other than something that's on the skin of the fruit, there's no difference in the internal characteristics. So if you're buying a second orange, you are buying the same orange as the first in terms of its internal characteristics. So this year, if we grade out at 50%, then we'll have about 3,000 tonnes, so somewhere up to between 2,500 and 3,000 tonnes of fruit, which we'll be looking to move as either seconds or into the juicing market.
Sue Middleton says the strict supermarket grading has a large impact on her cost of production, as the returns on the second and third grade oranges don't cover the cost of growing them.
Well, your thirds, which are your juicing oranges, definitely not. The real kind of issue does end up with being the seconds, because you run them through the machine, the firsts will come out. They tend to, in many cases, be the ones that you don't actually have to do the most with, and the seconds come through, and if you have to do any more work with them, like if you're bagging or doing anything else, your costs of your production costs plus your packing costs plus if you have then any other costs which are taken off the market price that you get, your seconds can be a low or nil return.
Carrot grower Nick Tarner recently built a juice plant to try and recoup some of the money lost from his rejected carrots.
We've had to, at great expense, establish a carrot juice plant alongside our packing line. And now we've basically got the ability to divert all our waste carrots into carrot juice. The numbers at the moment are very, very thin, but it's in its early days. It's only less than 1 year commissioned, so we've got to build it up. But invariably, in due course, hopefully there will be a return on it.
You're listening to The Country Hour, where we're looking at the impact of supermarket specifications on our food producers. We're talking about fresh fruit and vegetables that are rejected or downgraded because they're misshaped or blemished. While some of the second and third grade fruit and vegetables are juiced or sold at lower prices, others are used as animal feed or ploughed into the ground. Growers say most of the time there's nothing wrong with the fruit or vegetable, they just don't look pretty.
The world we live in today, people expect a perfect bit of fruit. It's got to look shiny and pretty. If it's got all those characteristics, they reckon it tastes great. Well, that's not the case, but that's the world we live in. So to grow that perfect bit of fruit and to grade a line of that quality, you're going to end up with these second grades or one and a halfs, whatever you like to call them. If that was marketable, your bin return would be greater.
Sam Licciardello grows apples at Donnybrook, which is about 200 kilometres south of Perth. He says he gets about 5 to 8 cents per kilo for juicing apples, which is barely enough to break even. Most of his lower grade apples are left to drop on the ground.
Here on our farm, while we're picking, if we notice fruit that is not going to be saleable, we throw it on the floor. And it's sad to say, but if I fill up my bins with that quality of fruit, I will never get a return on that line. So we try to utilise the bins, the cool store space, everything for fruit that will be saleable. Even then, you'll still end up with a percentage that will go to juice or to other areas, cider or whatnot. But if we're picking a line, if it's pink ladies like we are at the moment, if there's fruit there that is not acceptable and we notice it, we throw it on the floor. Only thing being, maybe it's lacking in colour, maybe it's got a little blemish from rubbing on a limb, could be late pick fruit, maybe a little bit mature, it's not really got the shelf life. Little things like that. Eating quality, tastes, sugars and that is still as good, sometimes better than the pretty one.
Sam Licciardello and other food growers want supermarkets to offer more than just perfect produce.
It'd be great to see that 1.5 grade or second grade utilised in the chains or in the supermarkets for when that particular line's on special. I feel like if that was the case, providing the price wasn't really too great to the consumer and fair to the grower, it'd be a win-win situation.
Growers say the amount of food that is classed as seconds or thirds and isn't worth as much is a large contributing factor to the tight margins that are being felt by farmers. Orange grower Sue Middleton says the price pressure can cause some growers to cut costs in other areas, such as using cheaper labour.
No growers in Western Australia that I know of, that I work with, good family farms, would condone that kind of behaviour. But I think the other side of the story is, why are people looking for cheaper labour options? And one of the reasons they are is to try and deliver food at a price that can be competitive in a market against either interstate or overseas product. We can't just keep lowering prices of food. When prices of food is lowered, someone's paying for that. And if a farmer's paying for it, then we're paying for it out of either profitability of our business or lack of profitability in our business, and that therefore reduces our ability to grow and to continue to supply really good food. It allows substitution to occur, so imports come in those situations where we just can't deliver to the price that the supermarkets are asking us to.
The juice industry is providing an avenue for some second products, and other growers are selling seconds and thirds at local farmers' markets. Growers are also encouraging shoppers to be less fussy about how a product looks and more particular about supporting West Australian farmers.
Accept a little bit more blemish in your fruit. Look at the other options. If we've bagged fruit, it's probably because there might be more skin blemish, but look for WA grown. And if you buy ours, that means that becomes the preferred item. The supermarkets know this, and they will then want more Western Australian produce. So you can, by going in and buying our produce regularly, pull our product through the market and make the supermarkets sit up and take notice. And it's the most powerful thing you can do for us is actively choose